The top national leaders of the Machinists Union have kept their posts after they were forced into a rare contested election by a group of reform candidates. Preliminary results show that International President Tom Buffenbarger retained his seat by a 2-to-1 margin. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Anger over a recent contract dispute with Boeing in the Pacific Northwest fueled the effort to oust Buffenbarger and the other top union leaders. The reform candidates said Buffenbarger pushed members to accept what they called a concessionary contract and held the vote at a time when lots of machinists were on vacation. The election for the union posts came after a Department of Labor investigation found problems with the union's nomination process last year and ordered a do-over. It was the first time since 1961 that the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers had a contested election for national leadership. Jason Redrup from District Lodge 751 in the Seattle area ran as a reform candidate for general vice president.
It was quite a historic event for the union, and I think it opened the door for future members to run for office.
Turnout in the election was low. Only 6% of current and retired members voted. Reform candidates led by railroad mechanic Jay Kronk say they plan to dispute the election results and file a protest with the Department of Labor. They allege a number of violations, including that the incumbents illegally used union funds to campaign. A spokesman for the union, Frank Larkin, says the leaders reject any allegations of improper campaigning. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.